I have never been prouder of this group. It's because of who you are. We will always be a family.
You've got a fire in you, and I need that fire.
I need you to hold on to me real tight.
The only thing that matters is saving her life.
We always look out for each other.
All new Chicago Wednesday, September 22nd on NBC.
All right, it's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. So the season premiere, the 10th of NBC Chicago Fire, airs on Wednesday, along with the premiere of PD and Med as well. Hottest night on television, really because of you two, you and Chris.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I just got to go back, and they did all those clips of all those voices, and they didn't cut to mine, which was...
It wasn't in that.
I got to go to the can, man.
Were you in that, Chris? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, they cut mine as well. Mine was, did you taste these crawlers?
Really? Is that what they said?
Save the crawlers!
Well, let me tell you who these two voices are. My pals, Chris Dolte, David Eigenberg in studio. What's up, guys? What's happening?
We're back.
You're back.
I'll tell you, first of all, you're acting like we planned this. I just got a message that said you kidnapped my buddy Eigenberg.
Yeah. Can you please come down here and get me, man? Please, man, just whatever. Whatever you got to do. There's a guy downstairs. Tell him you know Plyer, but then sneak up an air shaft or something. Do some of that repelling stuff.
Air shaft.
I'll give you some Die Hard.
Nice. Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Pretend it's Christmas.
That is like still that's still ranked as like a top five Christmas movie, which I never would have thought Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
Oh yeah, no, it's crazy. Yeah. My son when is that guy? What's his name? John Logren or something like that. Like my son was like
John McClane.
John McClane. He went when he was like seven at Halloween, and then a couple of years after that, what's that guy's Bruce Willis's daughter. Came to like a little
rumor.
Rumor. Had it. And she came to our house and it was like, that's Bruce Willis's daughter. He was like, get out of here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Doesn't matter.
Pretty cool. How was your summer, guys? What's going on? I'll start with you in studio here, David. What did you do this summer? What did you do to entertain yourself? Did you go up north?
No, I didn't. You know, I ended up being here in the city quite a bit. We live like 6 minutes from Lake Michigan. And we have not taken advantage of it. Because it's that weird thing. Like it's there, but you forget about it because we don't live on it.
Yeah.
And we started going, and I loved it because you go out there and there's everybody there, every race, creed, color. We're out there and everybody gets along. It's a beautiful day.
Love that.
And there's the water, and then you get this weird slime on your hands sometimes. Though it makes you a little uncomfortable. You go like,
yeah.
Stop drinking.
Don't drink
that.
It. Yes. Yeah.
Don't let the dog drink it. No, we go to Montrose with the dog.
No, not at all. Yeah. But I say that all the time about like people who are even further out that are living in the burbs and stuff. Like, you know, it's okay to be a tourist in your own city and come down and take a riverboat cruise or go on the lake or go to the beach. You know, people don't do that enough. And you live in this one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's really nice. Somebody posted a thing online. It said second beautiful city.
Yeah, I saw that. That was me, actually.
I
was one of them. No, I didn't write it. I posted it.
I didn't read it because I went, this can't be true.
I think it was somewhere in Paris was number, or no, where was it? Someone else was number one.
Chris, it can't be number two.
We
according
are number
to
two.
Who?
According
Joe Schmuckatelli?
No, it's...
Joe Schmuckatelli says, Chris, what do you say?
It's Beer Connoisseur Magazine. And they... Chris, what about you? What did you do this summer, brother?
Boy, I'll tell you what, not enough. I just did mostly stuff around the house, but then at the very end, right when we were about to come back, my wife and I took my whole family, including my three grandchildren, to Disney World for 5 days.
Wow.
Oh. You can imagine how relaxing that was. three children under five.
Oh,
it was
exactly
what I needed to do right before we came back to the grind of network television.
Wow. Did you find those little bottles of whiskey in your room that you just kind of grabbed on the way to bed?
Oh, I took care of myself. I took good care of me.
Okay, good.
That's a whole other conversation.
Whoa, wow. Okay, all right, off air.
We jumped back in. We jumped back in, picked up right where we left off, which was at Navy Pier. And we had, I'm going to be frank with you, it has been an uphill climb every step of the way this season.
Wow.
Just logistically, it has been much more problematic than what we will call the COVID season.
Now, why would you say that? Tell me.
COVID.
COVID. He said worse than COVID, though.
Yeah, but we've had more. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Dave.
No, we've been clipped by it a bunch of times. So we've had to work around scenarios. Like we got people clipped and it was harder. So it just, and then scheduling's just been. We've been all over the place. We've been shooting like 3-4 episodes at the same time. We've never done that.
Wow. We generally just because locations?
Where you are on location, the Chicago Fire timeline.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
We're all over the place.
So you almost have to watch the show to see. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I'd have to watch the show to figure out where we are.
Wow. All
right.
Wow. Well, I was going to say, this new season, last we saw, bunch of you were trapped in a sinking boat with no way out. So never a dull moment on the series. The cliffhangers are always over the top.
Yeah. Well, me and Christian don't swim, so we weren't in there. Okay. Charlie don't swim.
Not a strong swimmer.
No, me neither. So we would say they put handsome guys under the water, although they look kind of creepy with them hoods on. Kind of weird. Kind of like
It's not squad at their most attractive. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually, I think you and me look better.
You didn't see it. Anyone listening, they're under the boat, and the water is rising, and the available air is just sort of disappearing, and you got to sort of tip your head back. Is everybody doing it at home while I describe it? You got to tip your head back to get your nose to the very top of the contained area that you're in, and just, I guess, hope for the best.
And then cut to Casey.
Fight over that last bubble of air. I think that's what squad ends up doing. They fist fight over the last gulp of air.
Yeah, and then you cut to Brett and Casey. They're exchanging air bubbles between each other. Oh, I've been waiting for this for so long. Give it to me. Or, they didn't say that.
Wow, did they really?
No, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but they were hot. They were hot. Huh?
It feels good to make fun of that, but fans get mad at us when we make fun of that.
All right, sure. Well, they get mad at me.
How about some self-deprecating things? Like, where are you two in all this?
Where was I?
You're at a sandwich shop, or where are you guys at?
Oh, it's on again, off again with us. You know that.
Yeah, what did happen to us? I forget. Wait, let's just segue into 200 episodes.
You are so deep into the season already. I know, filming all this. I know. But, as you said.
Yeah, it's funny.
What's that?
I said, it is funny that it feels like, we've only been back, a month and a half or so? How long have we been back?
We've been back 7 years, I think. It's a 7-year season.
There's such a familiarity to the routine of it for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you don't clock the passing of an episode. There's no ticking of the gear when another episode goes by. It all overlaps and bleeds together. And
it does.
It's in one way, it just feels like one long incident.
Yeah. You texted me, a couple weeks ago, did you work till way into the night, and then you were back on set on a Saturday or Sunday at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, that wasn't our show's fault. That was Saturday night. I had told my daughter, my older daughter, Corinne, wrote and directed this short film, and we owed one shot for it down in Humboldt Park. So we were trying to figure out a day that would work for me, and I don't know my schedule. We don't know our schedule that far in advance.
Yeah.
So I said, we've been working a lot of Saturdays, but there's not much chance we'll work Saturday night. So book it on a Saturday night, and I'd be there. So she booked it on a Saturday night, and it turned out we had to be at work morning on Sunday, of all days, at 5 or something like that. Oh. So, Dave can tell you, we can sometimes go a whole season without working a single Sunday, At most, we'd work one or two Sundays, which would be about a location that you can really only get on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In this case, it was driving. It was doing a lot of driving shots around Wacker, between Wacker and Orleans and Randolph was our little route.
Okay.
A little circuit. And, it's much easier to close that down
when people are sleeping
on a Sunday morning than any other time.
Oh, yeah, people are sleeping it off. People are sleeping in the corners and door stops.
Although right around Orleans, there's a bunch of nightclubs that close at 4 or 5 o'clock. Ashley knows, in a producer's booth there. That's where she is.
Yeah?
Man.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we usually
she's an Orleans girl
at the location and watch the sun come up.
Yeah,
it's usually dark when we land there.
Yeah.
I saw the moon come up today. Actually, I was driving in, and the moon was rising. No one talks about the moon rise. No. It's a beautiful sun. It was a moon rise coming up over Lake Michigan. It was actually really beautiful coming up between the... Made me happy to be here.
Here's what's tragic, though, is that it was 10 to 7. It was almost dark.
Yeah.
Already. I'm not ready for that.
Like, I am.
Yeah, are you really?
Oh, yeah. Let the day come to an end, man. I'm like, I'm fighting through 9 o'clock, right? Chris, you too. I'm like, yeah. What can we do now? You guys want, I can't play Parcheesi anymore. I don't want to play Connect Four.
You just want the night
my
to
7-year-old
shut down.
Beats me consistently at Connect Four. That's ooh, how, yeah, wow. What it's called? Cognizant dissent, I think, on my part.
Okay.
She goes, got you.
I think a lot of this is your fault for deciding to raise your children Amish. Because otherwise, you'd have like a TV on or something. You know what I mean? It wouldn't all
Yeah.
I like the board game thing. I love that.
Oh, it's nice.
Do you have a TV in the house?
We do have a TV. My chair faces away from the television because okay. I can't watch it. I just can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't. So I'll sit in my chair. I actually watch my kids watching TV, which is not that interesting. But to me, I see creation occurring okay. in front of me.
Right.
It's kind of like every moment they're alive. I'm like, oh, look at that. Oh, he moved.
Hey, I'd like to pull up a chair and watch you watch.
Yeah, I was going
to
say the same thing.
Come on over anytime, man. Come on over. You can watch me watch you, and I'll watch you watching me.
And Dave Plyer, you want to come and watch me do this?
Yeah, let's do it. Look, what
now,
do you
let's
want?
Let's do a whole
some
thing.
Cheetos? Like what do you want to bring? Some peanuts? What do you want me to bring? Pizza rolls? Pizza rolls.
Lobster Thermidor.
Okay, I'll do that. Hey, before we take a break, here's a headline, and I just saw it like yesterday.
Yeah.
David, that I want to ask you about. HBO Max is staging quite the reunion for its upcoming Sex and the City revival. Four more original vets, David Eigenberg, Evan Handler, Mario Cotone, Willie Garson, along with John Corbett, Chris Noth, are all confirmed to return for the 10 episode, and just like that. Is that just a rumor? Has your agent told you yet?
I've been out there, and I have I've worked on it, and I've my character, Steve, there's so much I can't say.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah. He's there. He's present.
I'm going to make a joke, and I'm going, if I make a joke.
No, make a joke. People are going to go everywhere.
Oh, my God.
It's going to go everywhere.
No, I was
it'll
like,
come
oh.
back to bite you. It'll come back to bite you. Yeah. I will tell you, though, I serve as Dave's agent, and I negotiated that contract for him, and I pushed pretty hard. And he insisted on being paid in Louboutins. I don't even know what that is.
I have 17 Louboutins in my garage, though. They're really beautiful when you unwrap
is it
them.
A sports car? I don't know what it is.
A Louboutin?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rubicon.
A
shoe.
Chris, did you shoehorn your way into a role on that show?
No, I didn't. You know what? I teased Dave about this a little bit. I know it's a cultural landmark, but uh-huh. I've never seen that show.
Oh, Jesus. Let's have a marathon. Yeah,
I'll stay out of it. I don't want to be bad PR for Dave.
Tee that right up for me. Whap! There we go.
Well, he did not need my help.
Yeah, his character disappeared all of a sudden right off of that show.
Right off.
What was that?
Chris Dolte.
And just like that, he was gone.
Chris Dolte, David Eigenberg from NBC Chicago Fire. We're going to play a little Chicago trivia with him next on 720 WGN. It's the only fire department song other than Chicago Fire that I know.
Is it Emergency 51? Nice. It sounded familiar. I do go back
right?
to that.
From the 70s? Yeah,
absolutely.
We're talking to David Eigenberg, Chris Dolte of NBC's Chicago Fire. The 10th season premieres Wednesday at 8 Central. I love playing a little trivia with you guys, and I asked in advance because I always feel like David is not the expert on some of our subjects, but I figure Chicago, both of you might have enough in you to answer some good questions.
I think David will do better than me in this.
There you go. All right, let's try it. Ashley,
will you concede? Do I have to drive out and find you to see, concede and then record it and then bring it back to Dave and say, you won, Dave, you won?
Say what you want, Chris.
I'll give you the tooth on the pillow, which is our traditional concession of loss.
Wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
It's a cool thing, though. When it happens, it's really beautiful to be around.
I bet it is.
Everybody gets really into it. It's like midnight mass.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. All right. Here we go. You ready, guys?
Here we go.
All right. Just say your name, Dave or Chris, because I can't see Chris, and and I'll call on you as soon as just yell out your name. All right, so what is the original name of Wrigley Field? Is it A, Addison Field, B, Cubs Park, or C, Wegman Park?
C, Wegman.
Yep, it's Wegman Park. You got it. Look at that. All right, how many lines does the famous Chicago L train system have? Is it 6, 8,
by color?
By color. 6, 8, or 10? How many lines?
Dave, 6.
I'm going to say.
Wow.
Raspberry.
It is eight. It is blue.
We got brown.
Yeah.
Eight.
Yeah.
Is that even one of the choices?
Yeah. I said 6, 8, or 10.
All right, tell me what I'm missing. Brown, yellow, blue, red, orange, purple.
Pink and green.
Pink and green.
Green.
Mm-hmm. Carry on.
If this was New York City, I could have hit it. But I ride the train here. I like the train a lot.
What Chicago attraction is ranked in the top 10 of the most popular place to visit in the world? Is it A, Navy Pier, B, the Sears Wheelers Tower, whatever you want to call it, or C, Millennium Park?
True Millennium Park, Chris, is my name.
Yeah.
It is the Sears Willis Tower. It used to be Navy Pier.
Oh, how dare you?
Wait a minute. Is it like a collective time, like since 1973, so many people have gone there? Because I'm not going there tomorrow.
I think probably the last year we could actually do something was 2019. So I'm going to say that's when that's from.
Yeah, it's a collective thing. That's my guess. Because, I don't.
Which Chicago museum opened first? A, the Field Museum, B, the Museum of Science and Industry, or C, the Chicago History Museum?
Chris, I'm going to say Science and Industry.
No, it was the Field Museum.
I was going to go Science and Industry because I loved that
science
place.
Science and Industry, the one that was part of the World's Fair, the Columbia, was that the one that was a leftover building from that?
Yes, it was, but the field was open before that.
Everybody was playing
or
there.
So they say.
Or so they say. Yeah, I don't believe all this myself. All right, here's another one. What pizza joint is widely credited for inventing deep dish pizza? Is it A, Lou Malnati's,
I'm
going to
say Pizzeria Uno.
Is Pizzeria Uno. C was Little Caesars. I just threw that in there just for fun.
Will you lighten up on me, Chris? Because you're hammering
you're kinda,
me, man.
You're kind of tired.
You're hammering me, and I know your wife Kim's just sitting next to you, just typing away. She's typing away, and I got nobody here, nobody to help me.
Typing away.
My wife left me this morning, David. I didn't know we were going to get into that.
We shouldn't be laughing. I'm so sorry, Chris.
No, I'm sorry, Chris. I'm so sorry.
What Chicago restaurant was given liquor license number one? Marge's Still, the Green Door Tavern, or the Berghoff?
B. Green Door Tavern.
Berghoff.
It is the Berghoff. It's in the window still. Number one is still in the window. Do I have time for any more? No, she's telling me no. All right, Chris Stolte, David Eigenberg. I'm going to say it was split, wouldn't you say, Ashley? Yeah, she's shaking her head.
It was,
yes.
No, she's just being compassionate. Enough with the compassion. Call it like it lays or something like that. How it lies.
Call it like it lays. All right.
Call it like it lays.
Chris
Dead
Stolte,
fish,
yes.
Dave Eigenberg.
David Eigenberg from TV Chicago Fire, Chris Stolte. The 10th season premieres Wednesday at 8.
Please tune in. We need you, Chicago. We adore you.
See you guys. Thanks again.
Love you guys.
Love you
Thank
too.
You, Dave.
Take care. Kevin Matthews coming up next.